are pleased to be joined on the line right now by the Health Minister for the Province of Alberta, Tyler Shandro, who joins us today in the Training 55 hot seat. I guess, first of all, Minister Shandro, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks very much for having me back.
Now, of course, we've seen recently in Alberta the vaccination rates continuing to work up. My math skills aren't that great, but I believe we should be around almost half the people in the province getting vaccinated already, or at least close to in the next little bit, I would assume so.
Yeah, we still have a lot more volume coming in the couple next few weeks, and so it is going to help us get over that 50% mark for the vaccinations fairly soon, which is good news. Of course, a reminder, though, that it takes, after you've had your shot of vaccine, first dose or second dose, it takes 2 weeks for that full protection. And we'll see then the benefits of those vaccines, I think, fairly soon in early June.
So if I'm understanding it right, I'm going to be getting my first shot of the first vaccine dose coming up on Thursday. So, once I've got that shot in me, you'll give it a couple of weeks. The full effect should be in effect by that point. If I'm understanding right.
It takes it's this Thursday. So 2 weeks from this Thursday, you'll get the full protection of that first dose. The messenger RNA vaccines, I think, are giving us about 75% protection for severe outcomes like hospitalization and death. But it does take 2 weeks for that 75% first dose.
And all of it'll be keeping note of that. And one thing I noticed the province has done recently, the little maps that are on the Alberta Health website I've gone through every day to keep track of active cases in our region. And they've also added some new features as part of that. Well, with how many vaccine coverage we have in different areas of the province. This is certainly a big way for people to keep track of that.
It is. Yeah, we heard from a lot of folks asking us, what is the uptake in my community? How does one community compare to the other? And we as we've been pushing ourselves throughout the pandemic to disclose more than any other province, any other jurisdiction during COVID. So pleased to see this additional feature on our COVID data website so that people can track this information as well.
Certainly, and while people are keeping an eye on that, I also want to talk a little bit about the partnership that the province has been doing with the Alberta Chambers of Commerce and some of the rapid testing kits that they're having around the province. This is going to be sort of helpful to different businesses, I would assume, here.
It is, yeah. We've invited businesses to step up and work with us. We have rapid test kits that, first when we got them, we were told by the federal government, by Health Canada, that they could only be used for symptomatic folks. When we ended up pushing and getting Health Canada to agree that we could use it for screening purposes as well, then that helped us get the rapid tests off the shelves into the hands of employers who can, on a weekly basis, just be able to use it as another tool to try and screen and try and keep COVID out of the workplace. So a fantastic tool for us. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it's one of the many tools that we can use to try and keep our workplaces in Alberta safe.
Yeah, it's obviously very exciting news out there. Now, we always like to get into some personal questions on the hot seat. Now, last time we had you on, you mentioned how you actually ended up getting your bike stolen. But have you managed to find it since then, or have you had to reluctantly go to a store and get a new one there?
I don't think you can get bikes in Alberta. Yeah, everybody's buying all the things these days because of trying to be more active outdoors. I haven't been able to get a new bike yet. I've gone to a lot of bike shops in Calgary and Edmonton, but they seem to be all sold out. And because it was a mountain bike, it was just a hybrid to be riding around with my kids. But I have borrowed a bike from a friend though to help me out until I can finally track down a bike to buy, which I hope will be soon. But a friend did help me out and lend me a bike in the meantime.
Well, at least you're finding some ways to get out and about out there and stay healthy and be active and all those kinds of things. We know you're a very busy man. So Health Minister Tyler Shandro, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
Oh, thanks, Kyle.